Hello, saints of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Brother Daniel Hathorn of Redemption Ground Bible Church, where Jesus is Lord and the truth makes us free. We are coming to you from KTTP 1110 on your AM dial. Brothers and sisters, I have not been called by man or some religious denomination to preach, but I have been called by God the Father and Jesus Christ to be a soldier of the cross, and He has empowered me by the Holy Spirit to bear witness to the truth that will make you free. Brothers and sisters, I'm a man sent by God to warn you that the rapture of the church is coming soon. And if you do not wake up to the reality that there is no righteousness or holiness apart from the faith in a death of self with Christ on the cross, and you do not take up your cross in total surrender and commitment to the Father's will, seeking only His desires, your heart will not be established in the faith, and you will not be accounted worthy of the Lord at His coming. To make the rapture, we must not reject the love of God displayed on the cross. When people reject this one faith that I preach, which is the gospel of the kingdom, they reject the gift of God's eternal life given to us on the cross. I am warning you, brethren, to repent from all ways that do not lead to a death of self with Christ on the cross, and come out of all churches that do not exclusively preach the faith in a death of self with Christ on the cross, or the rapture will catch you unaware. Let us pray from 1 Thessalonians 3, 12 through 13, and 1 Corinthians 1, 4 through 8. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you may continue to make us to increase and abound in love one for another and for all, so that you may establish our hearts blameless in holiness before you, God and Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all your saints. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace which was given to us by Christ Jesus through the faith and a baptism of death. We pray that we may continue to be enriched in everything by you in all utterance and all revelation knowledge of what Christ did for us on the cross, even as the testimony of the risen Lord Jesus is confirmed in us as he lives his life through us by the faith to do your will, so that we come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm our hearts blameless in Christ to the end, that we may be accounted holy and blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ by faith in his blood sacrifice. Amen. Father, I pray that you would anoint me to speak forth your oracles as the Holy Spirit gives the utterance, and that you would anoint the ears of the hearers to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. Father, I pray that you would send forth faithful laborers to water the seed sown, and that the word sown would bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold fruits of righteousness in your kingdom to the praise and glory of God Almighty. And in the name of Jesus, I bind you, Satan, from stealing the seed sown or from sowing your tares. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, today, my beloved brothers and sisters, the Lord would have me to continue teaching on the rapture of the church of Jesus Christ. This is part three of the rapture of the church. The word rapture is not found in the Bible, but the word rapture is synonymous with the first resurrection of the dead, or the catching away or gathering of the saints, which are clearly taught in the Bible. In part one, we covered the fact that the rapture is a mystery of the church of Jesus Christ that only believers can understand it. And we learned that it takes faith and wisdom that comes from the preaching of the cross to allow the resurrected Christ to live through us in order to participate in the rapture. In part two, we covered the necessity of having our treasures stored up in heaven where thieves cannot steal, nor rust or moth corrupt it, because of the tremendous pull of our treasure to draw our hearts to where they are. Today, we want to take a look at the necessity of doing works to be counted worthy of the rapture. One might immediately object to the necessity of doing works as a requirement of the rapture by saying that the Holy Spirit in Ephesians 2:8 lets us know that we are saved by grace through faith and not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. One might also produce other evidence that no man can do any good works in Romans 7:18, which declares to us that there is no good thing in our flesh. or in Romans 3:12, which declares to us that there is none that does good, no, not one. Also, Jesus declares to us in Matthew 19:17 that there is none good but one, and that is God. So how can we who are sinners saved by grace do good works that will sanctify us, preparing us for the rapture when God is the only one that is good? And He is the only one that can do good. My beloved brethren, the Church of Jesus Christ has one gospel and one faith and a baptism of death. There is no other way. The only way to the Father is by the faith in the gift of God that was crucified on the cross for us. The Holy Spirit, through Romans 6:22, declares to us that we are made free from the sin nature through this one faith to become servants to God in order to produce fruits unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. These fruits are produced in us by the Holy Spirit as Jesus does the works of the Father through us by the faith. It is our belief that we are baptized into the death with Christ Jesus on the cross, which frees the believer's body members from the law of sin and death to be used by the risen Lord inside of the believer as we obey the leading of the Holy Spirit. And we are to use that freedom to yield our body members daily as servants to the risen Lord God inside of us by the faith for Him to do the works of the Father, which sanctifies us and assures us of eternal life. It is the doing of the works of the Father by obeying the Word of God inside of us that the Holy Spirit writes upon our hearts and minds individually by the faith that sanctifies us wholly, spirit, soul, and body, and preserves us, the bride of Christ, in holiness and blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. If the resurrected Jesus Christ is not doing the works of the Father through us by the faith, then we will not be made holy and ready for the rapture. Jesus lets us know in John 6, 28-29 that we are not the ones that do the works of the Father. All we have to do is believe on the one who the Father has sent to do the good works. Jesus tells us in John 14:12 that if we believe on Jesus, that is, the one who the Father has sent to do the good works, then we will do the same works that He did and even greater. By the faith, the works that Jesus does through us will be accounted to us as being done by us. The good works that the Father has given each and every one of us to do are already accomplished in the resurrected Christ Jesus who abides in the bosom of every believer. If the resurrected Jesus Christ is not living through us, doing the works of the Father by the faith, then we don't have His holiness, His eternal life, or His resurrection, which is the rapture. The Holy Spirit lets us know in James 2, 14-26 that without these works of the Father, our faith is dead. These works which I'm talking about are the works of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ through the flesh of believers, which makes us holy by destroying the works of the devil through our flesh. The Holy Spirit lets us know in 1 John 3:8 that the ones who continue to practice sin are of the devil, and that the Son of God was manifested in the flesh to destroy the works of the devil. Jesus wasn't manifested in His flesh to destroy works of the devil. There were no works of the devil in His flesh. The resurrected Jesus is manifested in the flesh of believers by the faith to do the works of the Father through them, which in turn destroys the works of the devil through their flesh. He that denies the risen Lord the opportunity to manifest in their flesh daily to do the works of the Father through them by the faith that they are crucified with Christ, then they are antichrist. And the churches in America are full to overflowing with antichrist, whereby we know that we are in the last of the last days. Most professing Christians are all liars and deceivers when they call themselves Christians and confess that Jesus is their Lord, yet they deny the resurrected Lord the opportunity to live His life through them by the faith to do the works of the Father. Thus, they deny the Father and the Son. The majority of so-called Christians and their religions are like the wicked husbandman in Matthew 21:38-39, who killed the landowner's son and cast him out of the vineyard to seize his inheritance. American churches are full of antichrists that have rejected this one gospel. By rejecting the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified, they are deluded into thinking they are still saved Christians while they sit in apathy on their fat, blessed assurances, denying the resurrected Lord Jesus His right, purchased by His blood, to do the Father's works through their body, which is His vineyard. When one rejects the faith that they are crucified with Christ by default, they reject the gift of God's sacrifice on the cross, and they ignorantly kill and cast the slain Lord of glory out of their wicked hearts, which are full of uncrucified lust, in order to usher in the spirit of Antichrist to sit in the temple of their body as God in order to gain Christ's inheritance. The Church of Jesus Christ has one gospel and one faith. We have to die by the faith in order for Christ to live through us daily to do the works of the Father. Those that reject this one gospel of the kingdom and this one faith as the only gospel and the only way will ignorantly exalt the spirit of Antichrist as their God, and they will ignorantly worship Satan in their church houses above all that is called God. They will ignorantly oppose every work that is of God by obeying and following the devils behind every false doctrine to practice religious witchcraft and sorcery in order to have their wicked, uncrucified lust satisfied. In times before we heard the gospel of the kingdom, God used to wink at our ignorance and cover us with His grace. But once we hear the gospel of the kingdom, He commands us to repent and do works befitting repentance. And those works can only be done by the faith. The bride of Christ is right now preparing herself by establishing her heart in holiness by the faith in the death of herself with Christ, so that she may be a partaker of her resurrected Lord's holiness. My beloved, only the pure in heart shall see God. Only the holy will be raptured. And we cannot be holy without the resurrected Christ living His life through us, doing the works of the Father now, day by day, through the faith as we obey the Holy Spirit. If Christ is not resurrected from the dead to live through us by the faith to do the will of the Father through us, then we cannot be holy because we are yet in our sin nature, and we will be left behind with our religion and all of our earthly treasures when the rapture takes place. Brethren, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Is your faith dead and denying that Christ has come in your flesh? Or is your faith allowing Jesus to do the works of the Father through you? Don't be deceived into thinking that your vain, dead faith in your various religions can save you. Jesus lets us know in Revelation 3:1 that the church in question had a name that they were alive. That is to say, they called themselves Christians. But Jesus lets us know that they did not have His works that produced His life in others or His holiness in themselves. Their works were religious, fleshly, dead works that had put to death the life of Christ that had been in them, and now they were spiritually dead even though they called themselves Christians. Brethren, are you in the faith? Do you have the witness of the resurrected Christ living in you now, doing the works of the Father? Or will that day of the catching away catch you unaware and leave you behind? Repent and come back to the cross. I've run out of time. This is Redemption Ground Bible Church. You can reach us at 1418 Park Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Or you can call us at
318-938-2691.
God bless you.